Chapter 4. At Nkrumah International Airport the next day, Mobutu introduced the Coopers and Dr. Henderson to a single-engine, high-winged Cessna, apparently one of Edie Nkrumah's private fleet of aircraft. It was big enough to haul four people and a limited amount of gear. Mr. Mobutu, already afraid of the stone, was even more afraid of flying, so he kindly offered to stay behind. Jay and Lila climbed into the back seat and fastened their seatbelts. Dr. Cooper took the pilot's seat up front, and Dr. Henderson sat in the seat to his right. Mobutu came up to the pilot's window and stuck his hand through. "May God grant you a safe journey," he said quietly. Dr. Cooper smiled, gripping Mobutu's hand. "See you soon." Within minutes, they were flying over the desert and toward the stone. From the air, it was as big as a mountain, and still higher than they were. Dr. Cooper was watching the altimeter. "All right, Jay, now we'll find out how close your calculations were. We're climbing through 5,000 right now. If you're right, another 5,000 or 6,000 should put us over the top of that thing." Soon the stone filled their vision, rising above the flat desert like an out-of-place rectangular skyscraper. Dr. Cooper made a slow left turn so they could circle around the south end. The airplane had climbed to 9,000 feet, and they were still below the stone's summit. "Take a look at that," said Dr. Cooper, pointing below. "Rugged cliffs at either end of the stone make it almost impossible to travel around, and the only road through the desert goes right under it. Half of Nkrumah's country is on the other side." "Beyond his reach," said Dr. Henderson. "Exactly. If he can't reach that part of the country, he can't control the people who live there. No wonder he's so upset." The plane continued climbing as it headed south. At 9,800 feet, everyone looked out the right side. Since the desert floor was about 1,500 feet above sea level, they had to be within 1,000 feet of the stone's estimated altitude. Soon they would see the top. 10,000 feet. The stone still looked perfectly flat. Then the plane rounded the far southern corner.